Good afternoon, Talk Radio.
John Todman here. Good afternoon, friends. Don Todrin here from Second Wind. So, debt forgiveness, critical to the success for a stressed small business operation. So I'm frequently asked, well, how much can I reduce my debt? How much can I experience? What kind of a discount can I get? It's a great question. It's an important question. So I want to go right to the very end, the personal guarantee. Let's set aside the workouts for the business and the resolution of all the debt there and the freeing of the business from the debt. That's another whole story. Right now, I want to go to the personal guarantees. After it's all done and over, the debt that was stripped off the business is personally guaranteed by the business owner and perhaps his wife or husband or other family members or co-guarantors of any sort. They then are faced with all that money that we stripped off of the debt on the business so we can free the business to emerge and succeed. So let's just say you had a $750,000 loan. We don't lose it. We move it. We move it onto the person. The business is then free of that debt. Now the person owns $750,000, and that's not really a true statement either. Let me explain even further that we reduce the debt on the business down to the liquidated value of the collateral. So what does that mean? If you had an accounting business and you had 10 computers and nice furniture and it all at auction, it would bring $20,000. And the accountant had borrowed $750,000. So the bank got $20,000. So all that's left now is $730,000. That then becomes the amount of the personal guarantee obligation. And the guarantors all owe that. And they each one owe it all, severally and individually. So they're not going to collect more than the full 730, but each one is liable for it. So if you have one very rich guarantor, that's a problem. He'll pay. She'll pay. If all of you are broke, then you'll all pay whatever your level of value is as determined by the equations that the SBA or the banks will use. Now, since most of these issues end up being SBA guaranteed, I'll go there first. And the SBA will accept an offer in compromise for the liquidated value of your net worth. What does that mean? Well, forget the 401ks and forget other bulletproof assets that may be held in other LLCs or businesses or trusts. And typically, it's the equity in your home if you haven't mortgaged it out or other personal holdings that have value. So let's say when it's all done and over, you have $100,000 worth of net worth that could be liquidated by the bank. All right. Well, that's your payoff. That's your payoff. Now, with the SBA, they have a great little program because they know you don't have the $100,000. They want to do the deal. So they'll let you pay that over 5 years without any interest. It's a great program. So that's $20,000 a year. So what is it? $1,500, $1,600 a month. All right. You know, it costs you something, but you got out of a $750,000 loan. The business is still operating, and your credit is still good. Not a bad deal. Now, the numbers don't always add up that way. There's no doubt. And that's what determines whether or not you're liable or viable for a good workout. And the benchmarks are two, and they're really the same. The first one is the liquidated value of the collateral. We once had a printer who had this enormous six-color web press. It was worth a couple of million, but in resale, in default, at auction, it was only worth $250,000. But we had to come up with the $250,000 to buy it. Same with homes. We've had homes that have been, paid off. No mortgage, worth 500. Well, that then becomes the benchmark. 500 grand is the offer and compromise. If you only owe 400, then it's no deal. More often than not, we see the houses are maxed out. They've got first and seconds, and the SBA may be on there for a third with the bank, but there's no equity, and therefore they'll take that nickel on the dollar estimate. That's my estimate. That's our average for those situations, no net worth. Once you begin adding net worth, that just trumps the number because they can get what they can get, and they can't go any lower than that. Now, even that isn't true because an astute negotiator knows that the cost of collection is real. So if they're going to liquidate your home to get that 100 grand, it's going to cost them $25,000. Legal bills, auction bills. So we even get them for a bigger discount. We can knock them down that 25 grand because they're not going to get it. They're going to spend it. So that 100 becomes 70. Why? Because we took off the 25, 30 grand that it would have cost them to get it. Take that 70, 75, spread it over 5 years, and we're getting it down now, down to about 1,500 a month. Yeah, 15, 18, around there. So that's how it works, folks. And it makes no difference what your debt is. Your debt could be a million, it could be 500,000, it could be 100,000. The payoff is the same because the payoff is not based on your debt. It's based on your actual net worth, what it is that they could liquidate you for, how much they could get. Now, do they want your cars? No, not really. And if it's a Toyota or nothing big, a couple grand worth of equity, they're not even going to add it in. We're not even going to talk about it. Do they want your furniture and your jewelry and your stereo? Absolutely not. They're not even, we don't even talk about it. We talk about the big things, the boats, the buildings, the summer cottages, the Ferrari that you have, the stocks and bonds, the savings accounts, the liquid cash or things that can be converted or easily measured. Equity in your home is the big one. And we'll do an appraisal for liquidated value. The bank will do an appraisal. And we'll sharpen our pencils between us and we'll figure out, what the real number should be somewhere between ours and theirs. Now, if it's not an SBA loan, it's the same exact process. Slight difference in that banks don't typically have a no-interest payoff of 5 years, but we negotiate whatever we can in order to make it work. Is it harder? Sure it is. There's no guarantee. There's no payoff from the bank from the SBA to the bank, so there's more pain. They're tougher, but we get the same results. We get the same results. Back to the equipment. So what's the deal there? Well, liquidated value, auction value, machinery, desks, worthless, computers worthless, everything, nickels on the dollar, dimes on the dollar, but you got to pay for it. You got to pay that fee, that price. We got to get it out of the bank. We do that in the first part of the whole operation, freeing the business to operate successfully by selling the collateral to a new owner. And this is going to be a passive investor who wants the old owner, the previous owner, to work the business. When we get rid of the debt, we'll see what happens. Sell it out, buy it, close it, who knows? Many options. You can't tell which until we look at each particular fact. So that's it, folks. That's the story for the day. How much is the question? How much can you get for an offer and compromise? How much can you sell your debt for? And how is that measured? And the answer is simple. It has nothing to do with the debt. It has all to do with what can be liquidated out of your net worth. And that means we can segregate partnerships and all kinds of things out that are protected. All right, folks, have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye now.